It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a pork chop participation prize every week.
Warning, be careful. Side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes. Hey, Gene.
Howdy, Mary. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm calming down. We've had a rough start to this week, but today's a little better. Today's moving along, so I feel less discombobulated. I don't know, something about the first of the week and the first of this week, we had two live shows back to back. So it was like the spotlight was on me, which is not normally a problem. Usually I like the spotlight. I like being in the center of attention.
Well, you came through shining all the way.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I had some help.
Well, so what's on your mind today?
I would love to give you a word of the day.
Uh-huh.
However, you're going to have to give me a minute and
I was going to ask if you didn't have one. I had one.
Let's hear yours.
I'd like to say, I thought because of the topic we're looking at today, we're talking about Nigeria versus Niger, two different countries.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to throw out something that struck me. How about the word of the day is Leewood, it's a suffix, Leewood, Leewood.
Huh, okay, never heard of that.
I'm saying that because we've heard of Hollywood, as like the original Leewood,
right?
And then we've heard of Dollywood,
true,
for Dolly Parton, and Bollywood
in
India.
Uh-huh.
That their big film capital. Well, in Nigeria, they have Nollywood.
Nollywood.
It's the scent. Mm-hmm. The country's film industry is there. That's the largest film industry.
Well, so I did not know that. You taught me something. Thank you.
Well, I suspected as much. I thought I'd throw some knowledge out there, and now we can get on to some jocularity.
Well, I can do the jocularity in a heartbeat. I have to tell you, we had a yard sale this past weekend, a fundraising yard sale.
Sure.
And Lynn, who is one of our co-founders, her mother was there. Lynn is her mom's caregiver. Her mom's 89, I believe. Anyway, Audrey is just an adorable human being. Absolutely.
Yes.
Spectacular to be around. And she decided that it was a beautiful day, so she'd come out and sit with us. And she was in the sun, sunning like a little old turtle. And she said, well, Mary, do something to entertain me. And I told her the story of the butcher dance.
Oh, my.
She thought that was hilarious. So we had our jocularity going. And I have to tell you another little story.
Uh-huh.
We had minimal traffic, I'll say. We didn't have a whole lot of yard sailors on Saturday. So we had to do something to keep ourselves entertained. And
I wish I'd have been there.
Oh, you would have had a blast.
You guys are fun.
Jennifer, Lynn, Audrey, and me.
You guys are a blast to hang out with.
We think so. I don't know. Something about the combined energy is just really fun.
Well, I know last time we were all together, I was dancing.
That's why Jennifer calls you Gene, the dancing machine.
The dancing machine. That's awesome.
But we decided that we're going to launch another podcast. And I'm not going to give away too much about it.
I want one too.
You want one? You've got two, dude.
I know. But didn't you send me something that the average person was subscribed to 6 podcasts?
7, I think it is.
In the research?
Yeah, 6 or 7.
So if I could do 6 or 7 maybe. The average.
Well, you could subscribe to all your own shows. I do 3. I don't see why you couldn't do another one.
I will see. I've just got so many. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
I'll do another one.
Well, a couple of days ago on Monday, I was having a bit of a Mary crisis, a Mary moment, because I had the Manifest Monday show was live, which it's not normally. It's usually just pre-recorded. But 2 Mondays out of every month, I have a live guest. Mm-hmm. One is Jillian Harris, who is our sponsor. And then the other one is Always Someone Different, who talks about manifesting. And we were talking, I had the live show with her and we had two callers, which extended the show slightly. But then right after that show, I had a take a break show that was live and I had to be on top of everything because I couldn't go back and edit it out. And so I was having a little mini crisis. And then you showed up and said, okay, we're here. Let's do this. So that's what we did. And it turned out to be a great show. I hope everybody listened to it. I'd love to see hundreds of downloads on that, on any of those shows.
Oh, they're great. I listen to them. And I'll tell you what, they're good shows. I listen to them.
Whenever I get in the car, I turn on Spotify and I tune in to Be Unique Radio. And on any given day, depending on how it's queued up, I can hear 3 or 4 different shows if I'm driving far enough and long enough. Take a Break, Manifest Monday, Here I Am with Anna East, Best Lifing with Julia Brodska, or Unscripted. And soon we're going to have another show with Jennifer and Lynn. And she kept, every time she'd say, oh, and we have a special guest here, and that would be me. I'm like, I'm not that special. But we recorded a couple of extra shows while we were there. And that was a lot of fun. Laughing. And I'm not going to blow up the other shows until they're a little closer to fruition. Some of them require extra planning because other people are involved. But that has nothing to do with our show today. And we have about 9 minutes to talk about Niger and Nigeria. And
let's do.
What was that you said? Leewood?
Nollywood.
Nollywood.
Nollywood. That's the nickname given to the country's film industry.
Interesting.
Because that's where the one of the largest film producers in the world.
Is that in Niger or Nigeria?
Nigeria.
Okay.
Nigeria is, out of the two countries, there are two different countries, and Nigeria is a lot more, has a lot more wealth.
It's more advanced.
They have the resources and the wealth. Yeah, it's much more advanced. Niger is basically 80% Sahara Desert. There's like 1 or 2% of their land is under agricultural production.
Wow.
Growing some potatoes and maybe in garlic, but millet is one of their main staple foods of the people there. And that's one of their main crops that they grow.
Well, you know, Nigeria is a coastal country,
mm-hmm.
and it's got a dense jungle.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a couple of days ago, we did a story about documentaries and I mm-hmm. watched a documentary and I hadn't thought of it until just now. And we actually had the author, I think we did a book review of the author or of the book. I don't think we had him on our show. The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind. Fantastic documentary. Or docudrama, probably. And it was about a young man who was able to create a windmill that would power a well so that they could grow that millet.
Nice.
So if anybody wants to watch a good movie, go watch The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind. Or
The Boy
read the
Who
book.
Harnessed the Wind.
Yeah. Awesome. Read the book if you want to. That's just as vital. And then you can make them look the way they want. He actually ended up going to university and getting a degree, became an engineer, and he basically saved his village. But mm-hmm. his father didn't want him going to school because he needed him on the farm. And so,
survival.
Right. So he needed him on the farm, but the kid just had to learn. And he was a tinkering guy. Reminded me of you a little bit. You know, you like to tinker in your lab. And this young man, as a kid, he loved to tinker and build things. He'd make extra money by taking radios or other electronics from the junkyard and rebuilding them and selling them.
Very cool.
He defied his father by learning surreptitiously behind the scenes after hours. I don't know how he read because they didn't have, I think he had a little candle that he read by. Makes me think of how Abraham Lincoln, you know, he used to read by candlelight.
Yeah. Well, you know, you'd have to, if that's what you had. And a lot of people just didn't read. You'd have to get a candle.
Well, my mother said that after lights out at my house, she'd come in many nights and say, Mary, lights out means no flashlight under the blanket too.
Yeah, there you go.
I was always reading under the blankets, trying to be
quiet.
Well,
you know, and something that just occurred to me along the lines of the story you were talking about, the young man and the the father in that story, that it was interesting how in the history of this particular part of the world in Africa, that the people who went to school and learned how to read from the traditional culture that emerged in the mid 20th century were the ones that went to school, Western college, and then came back and took over leadership in the new countries in the 1960s, as there were rebellions and such. And these were the people that were the new leaders.
Do you know what the language is in these two countries?
Well, I know that there's one of the languages, one of the countries has more languages than another, I think. Different languages than one is more the same.
I don't have that in my research from BARC. I just have what their official language is. In Niger, it's French.
Okay,
and in Nigeria, it's English. And that makes me think about a story that you and I want to do. We haven't done it yet, but we want to do a story about the colonization of Africa back in the 17th, 18th century.
Well, it was. I think the interesting thing is the way it was, they call it the scramble for Africa, and then the decolonization 20 or 100 years later. So it was quite a phenomenon, definitely. And now the people of the continent of Africa are all basically inventing an entire civilization over the last 100 years or really. So it's pretty cool.
Well, I know that Niger, even though their export is uranium, and they also have subsistent communication systems, whatever that means. I guess that means just whatever they can subsist on. But they still have a very small economy. I would not want to be the one mining for uranium. That's their main export.
Yeah, they're very have a lot of variety of different things. I was reading in
Wait a minute. I apologize. The way this email was formatted, Niger exports uranium but is basically subsistent. Nigeria has well-developed finances and communication systems. I misread how she had formatted that.
Yeah, I was just kind of looking through my notes here, and it looks like that that 40% of people in Niger live on less than a dollar a day.
Oh my gosh.
And and millet is their main diet. It's a very poor country.
I don't think millet is a very nutritional food.
It's right up there with just subsistence, you know?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's a grain, I know that.
And they grow potatoes and garlic too.
It's a
at least it tastes better.
It's a fast-growing cereal plant that is widely grown in warm countries and regions with poor soils.
Mm-hmm. South Dakota grew millet.
It's also used in alcoholic drinks, like hops.
Although
it does say that it's packed with proteins, antioxidants, and nutrients. May have numerous health benefits, such as helping to lower your blood sugar and cholesterol levels. It's gluten-free, making it an excellent choice for people with celiac disease. Well, that's good to know that they've got
very nice
nutrition. That was making my heartstrings go boink, boink. I don't like this, but it's not bad. They also use it for fodder for animals. You know what fodder is, right?
Sure.
What?
Sure.
Tell
me. Well, it's like feed.
It was basically dry foods.
Dried feed. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know this. Fodder is also called provender. Provender? P-R-O-V-E-N-D-E-R. You know what I love about this show is it makes me keep looking and looking and finding more stuff.
Yeah.
And provender, it's called provender. It's just animal fodder, animal food. Not sure why they call it fodder. Huh. It's just dry hay or feed for cattle or other livestock from old Oxford languages. Okay.
Maybe it's not the fancy. Feed is fancy and fodder is like whatever, maybe.
I think you could be right. And, food, animals have fodder.
Yeah, you know what? That's a thing. In English, I just thought about that. A lot of our words, if you're more refined, they come from a French language. If they're less refined, they come from I guess it's the Saxon side.
Ooh la la.
Anglo-Saxon side. Like pork versus swine, or poultry versus fowl, you know, that sort of thing. Like
Mary versus Jean.
Yeah, exactly.
I bet Jean is French.
I think it might be Eugène.
Let's look it up. We have about a minute left to share in the show.
Okay. Well, What?
Oh, that's Eugène Delacroix. He's a French artist. Let's see. Eugene, Oregon.
I looked it up when I was a kid that the meaning of it is it said it was of noble birth.
Literally well-born. It comes from the Greek name, Eugenius. Did you know that it's related to Owen and Kevin?
No.
I don't know how they figured that out, but that's what it says.
Well, my cousin's Kevin, so I knew I was related to that. You know.
Oh yeah, well there's your relation right there.
There you go. Hey listen, looks like we got to get out of here, don't we?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, yeah, we got to get
that time.
All right, well listen, everybody listening, want to tell you so happy that you chose to take a break with us today. Really are. Please come back again. We enjoy having you here with us. Look forward to hearing from you online. Please visit beunique.org for details about all our shows.
That's beunique.org.
Okay.
I swear we got Jethro Tull in here today.
We did, but all right.
Bye, everybody.
See ya.